It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Many writers get tripped up about when the word it's has an apostrophe and when it does not.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Rena.
It's. If we mess it up on our website, our fine readers certainly let us know about it in a nice way, and they should. Let us review the proper use of an apostrophe with it's.
All right. This is about contractions versus possessives. It's, when it's a contraction of it is, takes an apostrophe, the same way that cannot, when it becomes can't, takes an apostrophe. It's apostrophe is it is. It's possessive, no apostrophe. And in that way, it works just like the other pronouns, his, hers, ours, yours, all of which have no apostrophe. Now, I think what's confusing is if we take a pronoun like his, it's different from he. It's not that he just adds an S. It becomes a different word, whereas it adds an S. And so I think we want to make it act like other nouns. If we said an and ans, it would get an apostrophe, but it's possessive, no apostrophe.
It's an itty-bitty word, and it gives us so much trouble. Plural possessives on a name that ends in an S. There's another one that trips us up a lot.
It does. And before we address that, I should say that the apostrophe has been unstable throughout the history of English. Now, words ending in S, I have to say I find this a little tricky. I was writing something recently, and I was talking about Lynn Truss's book, Eat Shoots and Leaves. So T-R-U-S-S, I needed to make it a possessive. So do I just add an apostrophe or do I add an apostrophe S?
That's what we want to know.
I added an apostrophe S. My editor said, I prefer just the apostrophe. I said, well, I think we should keep the S. And in the end, I won. But you don't actually find consistent advice in style guides. Some style guides will say, always use apostrophe S, with a couple of exceptions, mm-hmm. which are Moses and Jesus.
They get preferential treatment, is what you're saying.
They get just the apostrophe. Some will say, well, it depends on pronunciation. If you would pronounce the extra syllable, you should put on the S. So trusses, there you'd put apostrophe S because it's a syllable. But if it is something like Moses and Moses' law, if you're not going to say Moses's, then it would just be an apostrophe. We're not getting completely consistent advice, and it gets complicated because you take, for example, the French name Camus, C-A-M-U-S, and there the S isn't even pronounced.
Right.
So what do you do with that?
I don't know. What do you do?
If you want to be consistent, you would just put apostrophe S. That's a way to just apply a consistent rule. But if you wanted to go with a pronunciation rule, you just add an apostrophe because the silent S on Camus would suddenly become pronounced.
Exactly. And this has been the saga of the unstable apostrophe. Thank you, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.